بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم once mentioned to the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم ألا أنبئكم على دائكم ودوائكم. Should I not show you your sickness and your treatment? Meaning your sickness, the cause for the problems in your life, the cause for your anxiety, your restlessness, your fears. Let me show you what is the cause of it, and let me also show you what is the solution and what is the treatment for that. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, ala inna da'akum al-dhunub wa dawa'ukum al-istighfar. Behold, your sickness is sins. The reason for all the difficulties you see in your life, all the blockages, all the negativity, the cause of that is your sins. You do not realize it. You do not pay heed to it. You're not cognizant of it. But the reality is that the sins that you are committing, sometimes you're not even regarding it to be a sin. Allah protects, sometimes we don't even know that we're committing a sin. A man has got a cell phone and he's got a musical ringtone. Now every time that cell phone is ringing, that musical ringtone, he's listening to it. People around him are listening to it. His children are listening to it. Can you imagine now the effect of that? 160 farishtas guarding you are being chased away. But in a normal person, in his mind, this is nothing serious. He doesn't even regard it to be wrong. A person's got an alarm tone that every morning the thing is ringing, but it's a musical ringtone. So as I said, so many aspects of our lives, we're not even cognizant of it, but that is what is now adding to all the anxiety that we have got. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the Sahaba, this is your problem, it is your sins. Sometimes you don't even realize you're committing sins, sometimes you're not cognizant of it. And then he told them, وَدَوَاءُكُمْ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. And what is the solution? Now how do you remedy this? So the solution is to make istighfar and constantly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah ta'ala for His forgiveness, make tawbah, cry over your sins. The famous hadith of Hazrat Uqbah bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala, where he says, Sahaba radiallahu anhum posed a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najat? O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the way we will gain salvation? One is salvation in the year after. Every person wants salvation. And in this dunya also, how can I be protected from the fitnas and the problems of this dunya? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave three advices. But one of the advices was, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ. Cry over your sins. Every day, take out time, sit in solitude, and cry over your sins. If you cannot cry, then at least try to assume the form of a crying person, as though you, in your heart, you're feeling bad, O Allah. So many things, I have broken your commands. I have violated your laws. I have left out the sunnah. So many things in my life I have done that were not right. I did not use the right procedure. I want to make this positive change now. I want to come back to you now, O Allah. How long more am I going to remain in this life of darkness? How long more am I going to remain in the disgrace of sin? I want the honor of your obedience. I want the honor of being your loyal servant. Where you regard me to be your loyal servant. So this is the frame of mind. And a person is making istighfar, then through the barakat of that, Allah will protect him even from all the fitnas around. All the fitnas, all the problems. When other people will be swayed away with the fitnas, when other people will be falling into it, But this man that is crying over his sins, and that is what the mashayikh say, that every day you should take out time, like you're taking out time for everything else. So you take out time, even if it's just 5-10 minutes, but try to cry over your sins. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, you know, the amazing incident in Surah Al-Kahf, where the two oceans of knowledge met. Hazrat Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, you know, two luminaries of their times, two great people, and they meeting. Anyway, it's a lengthy incident and we don't wish to go into the incident, but it is mentioned that Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam had given some very valuable gems of advice to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Remember, pious people, they constantly want advice. They want to learn, they want to benefit. Advice is something very important in our life. At no point should you think that you are beyond advice. No. At every juncture of your life, you need advice. Why? Sometimes you forget something. Sometimes you'll slip up. The advice will remind you. Maybe you're not so particular about that. Maybe you lax when it comes to that. But now you heard the advice, you were reminded, this is the virtue. Now you think, I need to start doing this thing, man. All this few weeks has passed now, I forgot about it. So one of the advices that Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam gives to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, imagine the Nabi of the time. This is not for people, gunegars like ourselves, not like people like us, that we're committing sins all the time. Wabki ala khati'atik yabna Imran. That, oh son of Imran, cry over your sins. Imagine Khizr alayhi salam, he's in the dunya for so many thousand years. According to the majority of the ulama, Khizr alayhi salam is still in the dunya. So he's seen so much of life. And that man that had the whole life in front of him, so many different places, so many different eras, so many different times, and he's giving a parting advice. Can you imagine now what a powerful advice that will be? Maybe sometimes we'll go to the whole advice. But one of the advices that he gave Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is Wabki ala khati'atik yabna Imran, cry over your sins. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, different people coming to him with different problems. One person, he comes in, he says, make dua, there's drought, no rain coming. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi tells a person, istighfar, make istighfar, cry to Allah Ta'ala, ask for Allah's forgiveness. Another person, he's complaining of poverty, things are difficult, things are tight, business is not doing good anymore. Same advice, istighfar. A third person comes in, I don't have children, tell me something I can read so that my wife will conceive, I'll get children, istighfar. A fourth person comes in, my orchard is getting dry, orchard is not producing any crops now, it's not producing any fruits. Again he gives advice, istighfar. So then he tells the people around him that I did not pull this out of my pocket. This is something that Allah Ta'ala himself mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in Surah Nuh. Remember Nuh alayhi salam, he gave da'wah to his people for 950 years. And after a lengthy period of time giving da'wah to them, they did not accept the da'wah. Then Allah Ta'ala started putting calamities over them. Among the calamities was, there was drought. And then for 40 years, the woman could not conceive. They could not get children, because they did not accept the message of the Nabi of the time. So Nuh alayhi salam told them, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. Bring iman now. Ask Allah for His forgiveness. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will send the skies now in abundance. He'll send the rain in abundance. وَيُمْدِدَكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. He will give you an abundance of wealth, of children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. He will make for you orchards. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah Ta'ala will make for you rivers. So Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he says, all these people, I gave them this advice because of this ayat of the Quran Sharif. So this istighfar is something that is very, very important, and as I mentioned yesterday, it should be part and parcel of all the time. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. From your heart also, you're asking Allah, Allah forgive me, I'm making sins all the time. Sometimes I don't even realize what wrong I'm doing. And in this manner, yeah, inshallah, Allah's help and Allah's mercy will come. One sheikh mentioned recently an incident, Arab sheikh, he said, I met one person who makes istighfar 30,000 times every day. There's still people in this dunya now. People who read 100,000 Durood Sharif, people who make istighfar, that there's still those, that group is there still. Maybe we thought there's no more people like that, there's still people like that. But I think the first condition is, you'll have to leave your cell phone if you want to achieve something like that. So he says, I asked him, but brother, what benefit did you see? He said, every dua I make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers it immediately. I just have to raise my hand now and make dua. I'm making that 30,000 istighfar, but this is the benefit I've seen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wah.